Undercover Carson, secret agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Sought Carl Schmidt, the former flyer who had brought the scientists out to South America, was now dead. Dead from the poisonous dart of a blowgun, killed just as he was about to reveal to me the names of those scientists. One name had fallen from his dying lips, Mama Rosa. But it meant nothing to me, nor to my Rio contact, Sir Giles Davenport. It seemed that other agents were successfully hindering us. But then came the clue that told us who one of these agents might be. Angelo, Sir Giles' swarthy servant, had managed to get hold of the blowgun used against Schmidt. Faintly scrawled on it were several vital words.
Yes, Carson, I see it now. Jensen, Rua de Uvidor.
That's right, Sir Giles. Helena Jensen.
Well, she's been a suspect all along.
So, perhaps Fay Corelli was right.
Now, how do you mean, old chap?
Well, the alluring Fay has been telling me not to trust the fair Helena.
The way I feel now, Carson, I wouldn't trust any of these delightful lady friends of yours. But this would appear to pin the guilt on Miss Jensen.
Still hard to imagine.
Oh, good heavens, man, you are a trusting soul.
Seems I'm not cut out for this undercover business.
Well, Carson, whether you are or not, the fact is that we are groping.
Somewhat, anyway.
Though we've two leads to follow. First, the one name that Carl Schmidt, poor fella, managed to tell you.
So, Mama Rosa.
Odd name.
Most.
And we've also got Angelo on the job. Strangely enough, it seemed to touch off a glimmer of something in the dear fellow's dark mind.
Let's hope it means something. Just one name and we may touch off a chain reaction, to borrow an atomic term.
Indeed, Carson, indeed. We must lay our hands on this secret weapon before anyone else. But what about this foul object here?
A blowgun?
Yes, old chap.
Easy to see, Sir Giles, that you don't share my interest in ancient weapons.
There's a lot of things I don't share with you, Carson. Neither an interest in weapons nor lethal pipes. Bird watching is the only hobby common to both of us.
And what an intriguing bird we have to watch.
How do you mean?
Helena Jensen.
Oh, of course, yes.
It's still hard to imagine her in the role of a murderess. Last time I spoke to her, there was something disarmingly frank in her manner.
A very handy tray for someone in her position to have.
Realize that. Still hard.
That soft spot of yours again, Carson?
Perhaps so. Howsoever, if I were to try shock tactics, it might throw her off her balance.
Shock tactics, Carson?
Present her with this.
Oh, I get it, yes. The blowpipe.
So?
Well, hello. Jolly Angelo hasn't struck oil so soon. We'll find out. Hello?
Am I through to the apartment of Sir Giles Davenport?
Yes, I do believe you are.
Is it possible that Monsieur Bruce Carson is there?
Carson?
For me?
Yes, a woman, a voice familiar.
Fake, really?
Oh, yes, the dancer.
Please, are you there?
Right here. Hold on a split second, my dear. Here, old chap, you take over.
Right. That you, Faye?
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, I am so happy to find you.
What's the trouble?
I must warn you.
Warn me? How so?
Wherever you are, take great care. Most especially of all, do not come to El Rocco.
Why? Your dancing act not up to its usual divine standard?
Monsieur Bruce, this is not what you call the joke. I am ghastly serious.
All right. What are you warning me about?
All I can see is this. In the corner of El Rocco tonight, I overhear some men speaking about you.
Men? What sort?
The loud dressers.
Local dandies?
Oui, the same type. They plan trouble for you.
Any details of that?
No, I cannot hear. I pretend to be getting ready for my dance. Oh, but I must go. In a few minutes, I appear again.
Well, maybe I should drop down and see you.
No. I would be so distressed that I would not be able to dance for fear for you.
Oh, but when am I going to see you?
I will get in touch with you tomorrow.
I'll be waiting. rapturously.
Oh, you are so sweet, Monsieur Bruce. But take great care. Goodbye.
You hear all that, Sir Giles?
I did.
Lovely creature.
Well, I hate to appear cynical.
What cause for that?
Distrust these lady friends of yours, Carson. It is strange how Mademoiselle Carilli pops up.
I find it rather enchanting.
Don't think me an old stick in the mud, but take care.
Never fear, Sir Giles. While Angelo's trying to get something on Mama Rosa, I'll attend to Miss Helena Jensen. Still nothing on that vital word the following day. So I wrapped up the blowgun and set out for Helena Jansen's shop in Rua de Ouvidor, edged through the jostling crowd on the pavement, and then into the sophisticated quiet of the shop. I waited a few minutes while Helena disposed of a customer. She came over to me as cool and self-assured as usual. She had a very graceful walk.
So sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Carson.
No, not at all. Always plenty to see here. Very fine collection.
Thank you. It's about the pipe, I take it.
Pipe?
That Spanish pipe I mentioned last time you called in.
Oh, that. No.
Then what, Mr. Carson?
Well, something to show you. All right to unwrap it on this table?
Quite all right.
Good.
A blowgun.
So, Miss Jensen, the whispering death of the primitive jungle.
And why bring it here, Mr. Carson?
I'm rather curious about the faint scribble on it.
Where? Oh. Oh, how very interesting.
Yes, 'tis rather.
This is the blowgun that was stolen from here some time ago.
Stolen, eh?
Yes, stolen.
You told the police, I suppose?
As it happened, I did not.
Odd?
Very odd, Mr. Carson, finding you with it.
Collector of ancient and lethal weapons, you know.
Then what are you doing here with it?
Curious about the name, that's all. As I said before.
I told you the blowgun was stolen. I rather perceive that you doubt my word.
Perish the thought.
Then all I can do is to thank you for returning my stolen property. That is why you've brought it here.
Well, dare say it is, now that it's turned out to be yours.
Very kind of you, Mr. Carson. I'm rather pleased to have it back.
Thought you might be.
Mr. Carson, you speak as if there might be something more to this than you're letting on.
Oh, no. Leave it with you. Get in touch when that Spanish pipe turns up.
You can depend upon that, Mr. Carson. I...
Anything wrong?
I have another customer.
Huh? Oh, yes. Say, old chap, don't I know you?
Not Bruce Carson.
That's me.
For Roger Deauville.
Roger Claudius Deauville, if I remember our school days rightly.
I'm trying to live the Claudius down, old boy. But what are you doing in this part of the world?
Oh, out here in a routine job with the British meat importing crowd I'm with.
Oh, yes, your pater was a big noise in something like that.
So?
Still the old staccato Carson, eh? But fancy striking you here, of all places.
Oh, still keen on ancient and lethal weapons, you know. Been here on a small, allied matter. Oh, you know Miss Jansen?
No, Carson, I don't.
Miss Helena Jansen, may I present Roger Deauville? I'll spare you the Claudius.
Very pleased to meet you, Miss Jansen.
How do you do?
Well, dare say you've something you want here, Roger.
Actually, I'm just browsing, looking for a few knick-knacks for a place I have out of town.
Oh, you're living here?
Have been for some time now. But this calls for a drink, Carson. You'll pardon me for rushing him off, Miss Jansen.
Not at all.
I'll drop in some other time. Very pleased to meet you, Miss Jansen. Now, Carson, let's be off. I know just the place.
I'm rather sensitive to such things, otherwise I'd hardly have been on undercover work. And the thing that struck me was that Helena Jansen and Roger Deauville did know each other. I was more than interested to have a drink with this fella. He was in some travel agency, moved all over the Americas. I was doubly interested when he skillfully tried to pump me. Sir Giles still hadn't anything to report, so I fell in with Deauville's suggestion.
You got through to the company?
Only just. We've been yarning for a long time, Roger. Office is nearly vacated.
Yes, we've made a day of it, all right. Well, how about the other half?
How so?
Evening at my place, out of town. I'll get some friends to drop over. Or have you any other plans?
No, only too pleased.
Good, sir. We'll have another cuddle, then push on.
Whatever you say.
I've got the car parked around the corner. I didn't leave the tail lights on, but it'll be all right. Anyway, bung, huh?
Must be some money in this travel business.
What makes you say that?
This car.
Well, it's not a bad job. I prefer the English jobs. And speaking of them, that was a pretty smooth one this afternoon, eh?
I don't think I follow.
Miss Jansen.
Oh, yeah. See what you mean.
Doing a line there, Carson?
No. Only business.
Well, there's an occasion when any man should combine business with pleasure. Very rare.
Strange you don't know her, Roger.
Oh, why should I?
Oh, in and out of Rio, as you are. Attractive English girl like that?
Well, Rio's a big place, Carson. Plenty of attractive girls. All nationalities. But wait till I get some of the crowd over tonight. I'll bet they stirred a low whistle or two out of the old staccato, Carson. Anyway, we're getting out of town. Now I'll step her up.
I fear not.
Carson, did you...
No. The words are spoken from the back. Do not look round. Either of you.
Carson, what's the meaning of this?
About to ask you, old chap. After all, your car...
Indeed, it is the senor's car. But both of you English gentlemen are required at a certain destination for questioning. You will take the next turning on the left, if you please.
What does a fellow do in a situation like this?
Why ask me, old chap?
Allow me to provide the answer. Do as I say, implicitly. And be well assured, the guns that you feel at the back of your necks are not unloaded.
Riding silently in the back of the big car for 5 or 6 miles. The guns nudged at our necks. Deauville swung the car around to the left, and so began one of the less entertaining interludes in Operation Death Ray.